rebuilt.
为义的缘故，圣灵要责备我。
And because of this, that we have to be rebuilt.
有一个义人到了主的面前。
Now there's a righteous man appear before God.
你不能说没有义人，连一个也没有。
We cannot say there is no righteous man, not even one.
天上有一个。
There is one in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Can we see?
如果主就这样升天的话，
And if our Lord were to ascend into heaven,
我们这些人就灭亡了。
Then all of us will be perished.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主没有升天。
Our Lord didn't ascend to heaven.
主拣选一条道路。
He has chosen a way.
那条道路是从以色列最高的地方走到最低的地方。
That road he has chosen is from the highest point of Israel right up to the lower part.
最后为我们钉在十字架。
We know that towards the end that he was crucified for you and me on the cross.
所以最后的一段时间是六个月。
And so the last portion is only the 6 months.
我再说30年，3年，半年。
Three portions, the first It's 30 years, 3 years, and half a year.
基督的生命，基督的工作和基督的道路。
That we know the life of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, and the death.
The way of
our Lord Jesus.
所以当你看到主的一生的时候，
And even as we examine the entire life of Jesus,
如果我们读四福音合参的话，
And so if we were to harmonize as we study the gospel,
神圣灵已经把这个大纲已经替我们画好了。
God has actually drawn this structure for us.
所以我们就根据这样的一个蓝图，
And so we will follow this blueprint.
我们就能把里面的内容把它填进去，
And we will be able to fill the contents.
但是大概你可以知道这三段到底讲什么。
And that we will be able to examine What these three portions are.
第一段，我们的主隐藏在主的面前，
And we know the first portion, he was hidden before God.
如果你要看一棵树有多大，你要看它的根有多深。
And in order for you to examine how big this tree is, we need to examine its roots.
我们知道根是树看不见的。
You know the roots is something that cannot be seen.
我们的主一生33年半，有30年隐藏在神里面。
That we know for the first 30 years, our Lord. His life was a hidden
life.
There's nobody can compare to his obedience.
我们不能等的。
We cannot wait. Sometimes we cannot wait even for 10 years.
我们不能再待下去，我要离开这里了。
We can't, 10 years, we need to leave this place.
我已经忍耐了十年了。
My patience has reached through the limit.
我们的主一等就是30年。
But our Lord has waited for 30 years.
他一生最好的光阴。
That we know that the best time was a time of waiting.
弟兄姊妹，那个顺服的生命。
And that is the
那个柔软的生命。
That life of meekness.
他满了圣灵。
That we fill with the Holy Spirit.
他一出去就能够拯救千千万万的人。
As you go out, he will be able to save thousands and thousands.
但是天上没有声音。
But there was no voice from heaven.
天上没有命令。
There was no command from heaven.
弟兄姊妹。 他不是说神没有禁止我就可以做。
It doesn't mean that God did not prohibit, then I cannot do.
他是说神没有命令我怎么敢做。
He says, if God has not commanded, I will not do anything.
这就是主耶稣的头30年。
That we know this is the first 30 years of our Lord Jesus.
然后经过了3年。
Later on, we followed by 3 years.
生命的水到处的涌流。
That we know that the water of living life has flowed out.
从他腹中流出活水的江河来。
For we know for his belly have flown through the rivers of living water.
3年以后，天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
And 3 years later, we can see here the voice of heaven that this is my begotten son in whom I love.
他可以升到天上。
You know that at that time he can ascend to heaven.
但他拣选了一条道路。
But now he has chosen the way.
弟兄们，每一个人到那个时候都应该升上去了。
And all of us were chosen. At that time, we want to be ascended to heaven.
他已经被升到最高的地方。
Now, because he has already reached the climax.
他为着你和我的缘故。
But because of you and me.
他愿意走卑微的道。
He was willing to humble himself to move into this way.
黑门山到哥哥他山。
We know from Mount Hermon to Golgotha.
就好像到天上到地上。
It is just as if it's a journey from heaven to earth.
最后6个月的道路。
For the journey for the next.
越走越往下，越走越往下。
The journey is towards the lower and lower.
最后卑微为我们钉在十字架上。
It was the humility towards the he was crucified on the cross.
他告诉我们说。
He told us.
也告诉门徒说,
he told the disciples.
我们上耶路撒冷去。
Now, let's go to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
主呼召他的门徒上耶路撒冷。
Now, he has called his disciples to go to Jerusalem.
上耶路撒冷什么意思?
What does it mean to go to Jerusalem?
最后主耶稣要钉十字架。
Because the Lord is going to be crucified.
所以这条路是十字架的道路。
And this is the way of the cross.
当主耶稣走这半年道路的时候。
And when Jesus traveled this last 6 months of journey.
他是在十字架的阴影底下。
That he is under the shadow of the cross.
所以那条路叫什么路呢？
And how do we describe this journey?
那条路就是十字架的。
And that is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，不光主走这条路。
Not only our Lord has traveled on this road.
这个门徒一面走一面都怕起来了。
And that you know that they were feared and stricken in the disciples.
然后主告诉他们说，我们上耶路撒冷。
And then when the Lord Jesus told them that now you go to Jerusalem.
这一条路不光是主耶稣走的。
This is not only that the Lord has already traveled.
这一条路也是你和我必须要走。
And this is the same way that you and me must travel.
所以不要忘记，从黑门山到哥哥他山。
And we know from Mount Hermon right up to Golgotha.
最后的这一段路
，the last portion of this journey
是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们许多时候读圣经讲十字架道路，我们不知道我们在讲什么。
And many a time we always call that the way of the cross. We didn't understand.
你如果真的要懂得什么叫十字架道路，你要看主耶稣最后。六个月他是怎么走
？And you want to know the way of the cross, then you want to see the last 6 months of our life.
所以全本圣经讲十字架道路讲的最好的是路加福音第九章到第十九章。
What we know, the one that is best written in the Bible describe the way of the cross is from Luke chapter 9 to verse chapter 19.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你这样读读看，你试试看，是不是四福音跟从前不一样
？And so if you try this way, you will know the way that you study the gospel is entirely different.
如果你说我不知道怎么走十字架道路
，You know that I do not how to walk the way of the cross.
你看我们的主是怎么走的
？Let's see how our Lord has traveled.
你从第九章读到十九章
，You will to read from chapter Luke chapter 9 to chapter 19.
然后到了书信的时候
，Then到 when you start reach the epistle,
是保罗把它。变成字文字的
，and that it is Paul that who has transcribed it into words.
路加福音给图画
，you know that Luke has painted the picture.
保罗给文字
，now Paul has transcribed into words.
因为路加很会运用对比。
That we know that Luke is very good to draw comparisons.
比方说山跟水是个很重要的对比。
That we know about mountain and water is very important.
如果这是一个石头，是个很实在很实在的。
We know is talk about this is the piece of realistic.
然后中间刚好一个洞。
And then in between there's a hole.
那个洞的底下刚好是海。
And we know that under this hole is the sea.
你看这是很美丽的一幅图画。
Wow, such a beautiful picture.
一面你看是山，是石头，是实实在在。
That we know that there are mountains.
但石的里面有虚。
But we know that they are holes.
那么虚的外，虚的外面有实。
That out of this virtual thing,
一面有山，一面有水。
That we know that on the one hand there's mountain and one hand there's sea.
所以所有会拍照的人，你看见吗？都给我看见那个对比才对。
That you know that if you know how to take a good picture, that you must have mountain and the sea.
现在大家都会 digital camera.
And now we have digital cameras.
大家都每个人都会拍，好像每个人都是专家一样。
See that now our pictures are all taken by professionals.
你仔细看看，你拍的很多，有的人没有头，有的人没有脚的。
But be careful. Sometimes you can see that head is cut off. They can't even see the
head. 你拿起来就拍的嘛。
The moment you take the camera, you just shoot.
你看见一面沙漠就拍了。
When you talk about that, so you just shoot.
一定不好看的。
Of course, it's not.
但如果你是海边的沙漠，又一部分的海，一部分的绿蓝的，一部分的黄的，这就不一样。
Wow, if you know how to compose, you know the sand may be red and sea is blue. Wow, if you can compose a beautiful picture.
然后再有一点的树叶下来的话。
And then you want to include a little bit of the green leaves there.
这个叫做对比嘛。
This contrast is a contrast.
所以路加福音是最会形容对比。
And so no, Luke is one who is best. Is one who is best describe this.
讲了主耶稣一生啊。
You talk about the entire life.
很多的话，对不对
？The many words.
你看多半的话都是从路加福音来的。
Many words actually derived from Luke.
所以后来有人就认为路加福音啊是画家的。保护天使
that we know that he is the
patron
the patrons of the angels
yeah 所以他们因为什么他们认为说这个路加很会好像路加很会画画一样
we know that they say that Luke is a very good artist
一点没有错
it is true
整本的路加福音
the entire book of Luke
你看见西面做背景
we know at background we can see Simon
婴孩的主耶稣做中心
that we know the focus is baby Jesus
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你在这样的背景底下
Under this background,
保罗告诉我们说
Paul tells us,
我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架
Our old man has been crucified with Christ.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着
It is no longer I, but Christ liveth in me.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当约翰用图画给我们看见十字架道路的时候
And when John has painted the way of the cross,
然后保罗就给我们 the word of the cross,
十字架的道。And now what Paul has constructed for the way of the cross.
所以这个就是整本的路加福音。
And this is the entire gospel.
然后最后我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
And at the end, the Lord was crucified on the cross for you.
你记不记得在黑门山前后刚好是祝棚节的时候。
And we know that at the Mount Hermon, it was during the time of the festival of the tent.
那个时候是葡萄成熟的时候。
And that is the time of the harvest of the grapes.
也是橄榄成熟。
And that is also the harvest of the olives.
就好像我们的主生命成熟了像葡萄一样。
That the life of our Lord Jesus is just like the life of the grapes.
但是主来了是要叫人的生命而且得更丰盛。
But now he comes in order that we may have life and to have life in
abundance. 怎么能够把生命分给别人。
And how he's going to distribute this life into us.
现在他要经过一种的苦难。
Now he has gone through this sorrow.
像母亲所经过的苦难。
It's just like a mother who has gone through labor pains.
母亲所经过生产的痛苦。
The mother has gone through the labor pain.
不是罪有应得的痛苦。
It's not that she deserves what she deserves.
乃是因着她要把生命分给她的下一代。
Because he wants to give her life to the next generation.
所以不要忘记，主耶稣来到地上。
And the Lord came to this earth.
一面做我们的救主。
On one hand, he's our savior.
所以为我们挂在十字架上。
He was crucified for us.
但另一方面
，On the other hand,
他要把生命分给我们。
Because he's going to give his life.
所以主耶稣钉十字架， so, 除了为我们赎罪的一面
，And because the Lord Jesus was crucified, it's because the aspect of our sin.
还有一面
，But there's another side.
他要像葡萄一样
，It's just like the half the grape.
被丢在亚酒池里
，And the grapes is going to be thrown into the.
人用脚来践踏他。
It will be trodden by men.
然后那个像血一样的葡萄酒就从那个亚酒池就到了另外一个小的亚酒池。
And you know the wine, just the blood, has gone through the wine press.
那弟兄姊妹，这样你看生命就供应出去。
Now we can see that this life will be able to supply.
所以经过半年以后
，And after six months,
主耶稣果然为我们钉在十字架上。
Truly, our Lord was crucified for us.
那个十字架就好像酒榨一样。
That we know the cross is just like a wine press.
钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
You can see the man. They say the Bible says they crucify him and crucify.
人把主脚踩在脚底下。
It was man who had trodden the Lord.
后三个钟头。
For the last three hours.
我们的神也把他踩在脚底下。
And we know that our God has also trodden him.
让主耶稣站在我们的地位上。
Our Lord Jesus was standing in our position.
最后为我们完成了救恩。
Now he has completed.For our salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters,
这是什么呢这个就是约翰福音
This is the gospel of John.
非常清楚给我们看见整本的约翰不对不起 路加福音就给我们看可以说就给了我们整个四福音的蓝图
And we know this is the gospel of Luke has given us the blueprint of the entire gospel.
但是很稀奇
Wonderfully,
我们不只只有一卷福音书
Not only that we have one gospel.
我们有四卷所以如果就是时间的次序来讲
And so according to the time, the sequence of the time
如果就排列次序但是马太马可路加约翰
Then of course it's Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, John
如果就是时间次序来讲
If we talk about time frame
最早的是马可福音
The earliest is the gospel of Mark
最早写的是马可福音
It was Mark
最后写的是约翰福音
AndThe last is Gospel of John.
所以你看这个次序都不一样。
And we know that it's a different sequence.
那么就着四福音合参的次序来说。
And though, according to the harmony of the four gospels.
如果你比较四福音的话。
And so you do draw a comparison.
那这里面有一个非常美丽的一幅图画。
It's a very beautiful picture.
你先是把路加福音摊开。
First of all, you open the book of Luke.
那这个大概我们很清楚了。
And so we can see very clearly.
分成三大段。
There are three different sections.
那么现在很明显的给我们看主耶稣是人子。
We can see very evidently that he is the Son of God,
a Son of Man. 他没有罪。
He was sinless.
你看见为我们，因着他是没有罪
，because he was sinless.
所以他可以为我们钉在十字架上。
That was why he can crucify for us on the cross.
因为神的儿子不可能死的。
But because the Son of God cannot die.
所以神的儿子不能做我们的救主。
That he cannot be our savior.
所以必须道成肉身。
So he must become flesh.
必须像路加福一样从马槽开始，然后他借着玛利亚的身体。
So he must born in the manger by through the body of Mary.
然后为我们钉在十字架上。
Then he was crucified for us.
第一，他可能死在十字架上。
Perhaps the first condition, possibility that he might die on the cross.
第二，他必须有做救主的资格。
And secondly, he must qualify to be our savior.
你读路加福音，你知道他是 我们的资格，有做救主的资格。
That we know if you look, if you read the verse Luke, that he is qualified to be.
因为他没有罪。
Because he's sinless.
弟兄姊妹，你从路加福音第一章一直到二十四章。
Read Luke chapter 1 to chapter 24.
你看见他是个没有罪的人。
You can see that he is a sinless. He is
他凡事也像我们一样受试探，只是他没有犯罪。
He is like us, have gone through temptation, but he has no sin.
谁告诉我们他是个完全人？
Who told us that he is a perfect man?
是路加福音告诉我们。
It is gospel of him.
所以人子来为了寻找拯救